humanoids. There are a lot of things which occur on the Earth which one would have to classify as very strange. These fall into many different categories. One of them has to be creatures which might be aliens. One example of what I am talking about is the Alashanka, the Kishtime dwarf. The strange creature was said to be found in the city of Kishtime in the former Soviet Union. The creature was called the humanoid at the time and was found in 1996. An interesting fact about this city is that it was the victim of a radioactive leak in 1957. The story goes a woman found the creature and she was mentally ill. She adopted the creature and they lived together. Neighbors who saw the creature were amazed and had no idea where it came from. The woman was later committed to a mental hospital and the creature was not able to survive on its own and died. The body of the creature had changed hands several times until it became lost. A description of the creature has survived, however, and it is said it was about 10 inches tall with a body which was a brown color, bulging eyes, no hair but humanoid. Some people said the creature looked like an alien, although since we have never seen an alien it is hard to pin that statement down. Some remains of what seemed to be small humans were found on a remote island in Indonesia. These creatures have been called hobbits. It is said their height would have been no bigger than the average 3-year-old human child. Also found on the island were the remains of pygmy elephants. The name of the island is Flores. It is east of the more famous island Bali. The first skeleton which was found was of a woman who stood 3.3 feet tall and weighed about 55 pounds. She died 18,000 years ago at the age of approximately 30 years. Scientists claim this species of human lived until about 13,000 years ago when it disappeared. Scientists believed this race was around for a long time, extending back to at least 95,000 years ago. Sometimes hearing about these discoveries is not the same as actually having proof they occurred, but it is still interesting to hear about them, because the Earth is full of mysteries and who knows what we might come across. It has been said a living humanoid sea creature was found on the beach in China. It is said the locals didn't want to touch it, but one man gathered his courage and went over to it and picked it up while a friend took a video of it. It turns out the creature, which looked somewhat human, was flat on the back. If you would like to see the video, you can get the address from the article. A strange creature was seen in Quebec, Canada. A video had been taken in the wilderness by a man who thought nothing of it until he got home and reviewed the video. As seems to happen at times, there was more in the video than the photographer had noticed initially. In the background of the video was a humanoid which was about 6 feet tall and faceless. This is not the first time these faceless humanoids have been seen. Its skin was a pale color and the humanoid seemed to be sneaking up to the moose. Not much else is known about this creature except for the fact it has shown up in a few different places. One story which didn't make the media was about a creature which was said to be running wild in Texas and attacking children. People who have seen it can actually pin down its description. Many witnesses saw it in the city of Santa Fe where it was trying to catch a cat. A woman called the police when she heard strange noises and eventually saw the creature which he said paralyzed her with fear. Some witnesses described the creature as a very large monkey, but many felt it was more than that. The question is, was the creature an animal or some type of humanoid running amok in the streets? There have been stories of people seeing primitive humans which should have died out millions of years ago. Could there be a pocket of ancient human relatives which managed to survive for millions of years? If one was to link all the stories together about Bigfoot, the Yeti, the skunk ape and others, they might come to the conclusion there is more here than meets the eye. Could so many people from around the world be seeing these strange creatures and yet these would all turn out to be some sort of hallucinations or mistaken identity? I suppose it's possible for some of the sightings, but it seems to me there are just too many sightings for all the witnesses to be mistaken. Sometimes very strange creatures are recorded on video cameras and almost all of the times there are explanations for almost every one of them. For example, One very strange one which has made the rounds on the internet is not a strange creature at all, but a child in a costume. Another which was purported to be some kind of transparent being was nothing more than a clear garbage bag being blown around by the wind. We have to be very careful not to jump to conclusions. One thing we know for sure about humans is most of us have five fingers, and yet, a group of mummies has been found in Peru and on the hands of each one are only three fingers. They are definitely humanoid in appearance, and after examination they have been declared genuine according to a report I read. The skin on the bodies looks strange, and it has been said they have been dated back to 6,500 years. Except for the skin and the fingers, the bodies look human. They have been found in one of the most mysterious places on Earth, which is Nazca, Peru, where giant drawings over the land which can only be seen from the sky exist. This is the same place where skulls have been found which have no seams joining the pieces together which every human skull has. Are we living on a planet which has other races of humans on it, or have other humanoids on it? Yes, we definitely had other humanoids in the past, and maybe a few of them are still around today and we don't know it, and maybe there are several lost links still walking around.